You know you had a good first date when you could have lost your job over it.
Whoa.
What?
I don't think that's good.
Well, Becca, who's on the phone today to do a second date update, emailed us. I don't know much about her date, but she said it was spontaneous and incredible. Ooh. And I actually skipped out on work halfway through the day to go on the date.
Oh, what? Cool. That is cool. You're right.
Yeah. I don't know what that means, so let's just ask her. Becca, what's up? How are you?
I'm good. I just want to know why he's not calling me back.
Yeah, so do I. I want to know about your date.
Me too.
I mean, use the word spontaneous and incredible in your email. What does that mean?
Honestly, it was the most incredible day in my life.
What? In your life? That is a bold statement.
Seriously, it's just the best thing.
Wait, where did you meet this guy? Who is he?
So I was actually on my lunch break and I was at Starbucks.
Okay.
And
all right, nice frappuccino halfway through the day. Give you a sugar rush and then a sugar crash in the afternoon. That's cool.
Thanks for the analysis.
Yeah. So there was this, like, good-looking guy. He was so good-looking in a suit.
Uh-huh.
And he came up to me, and he was so personable. And we were talking. It was a great conversation, but I thought I had to get back to the office.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, I didn't really want to go back. He was just, wow. He was wow. So... after talking for a few minutes, I just decided, that's it. I'm not going back. This guy is really cool. Like,
wait,
there's something about him.
So when he approached you to talk to you, like, was he trying to get you to hang out longer? Or did you just assume all this? Because the way you're telling the story, it's like, he just started talking. You're like, well, I'm calling into work. Now I'm going to follow this guy around all day.
No, it didn't happen like that. What happened was we were talking and he asked me to lunch. And I wanted to go. You know,
okay.
I wanted to do something for myself for once.
All right.
Okay.
So you just called your boss or you just didn't show back up or?
Yeah, I called in sick.
in sick at lunchtime.
It's weird because they saw you in the morning at work and then you called in sick at lunch and left.
I mean, I could have got food poisoning for all they know. That's the only thing I could come up with.
So wait, did
that's
this?
True.
Yeah, but how did lunch turn into like the best day of your life?
Okay, well, pretty much we went to lunch together, and then afterwards we walked around a park, so that was, it was really romantic already at that
point.
Wow,
it does sound pretty crazy.
No.
Lunch and a walk through the park, Becca.
Yeah.
Your life, man, I don't know how you do it.
No, guys, it gets better. Just hold on.
Okay.
You guys sat in a bench, too.
Yeah.
Watch some birds or something.
Slow down, Jubal. Don't ruin her story, okay?
Sorry.
No. Okay, listen. So he whispers in my ear. He goes, do you want to do something crazy right now? And I'm like, what? Crazy? What does that mean? And he takes me to a pet store and buys me a puppy.
No.
What?
Way.
What?
Wait, did you want a puppy?
Who doesn't want a puppy?
That's
true. People who don't want to take care of a puppy. That's a lot of responsibility.
I don't know. At that point, I wasn't even thinking about taking care of it. I was just like, this is the weirdest thing that's ever happened to me on a date, but I like it so much.
But that's like possibly a 15-year commitment with a guy that you just met during your lunch break.
Yeah.
It was just the moment. I was feeling it in that moment. I just wanted to go for it.
All right. Okay. So did you guys pick out a puppy together?
Yes, we did. Yeah, it was so cute. And we named it Sprinkles. That was my name, obviously.
Oh, and... Sprinkles.
So then what happened? You get the puppy and then what?
So afterwards, we brought Sprinkles to my place and we were lying on the floor playing with her. She was so fun to play with and we had an amazing night.
Uh-huh.
And then some things happened.
Oh, looks like you're still glowing, girlfriend.
Oh, such a good night, let me tell you.
What happened?
Nice.
What happened?
Jubal.
Then they take the puppy out
Becca?
To let it go pee.
Becca, what happened? I'm confused.
No, don't ask.
Jubal, you know what happened.
Yeah.
I don't. You said some things. That could be a lot of stuff that happened. I don't know. I'm totally confused.
So wait, did he stay the night?
Yes. And the next morning when I woke up, he wasn't there, but I found a note on the counter.
Okay.
So the note said, I had an amazing time. Sorry I had to take the puppy home with me. I can't wait to see you again. Love, Ricky.
Whoa, he actually said love at the end of it.
Jubal just got hives, just you even saying it.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
I know, it's crazy, right?
Yeah, that's even worse than getting a puppy for somebody right when you meet him.
Oh my God, it's not like he said, I love you. He just, ooh. I mean, which is still nice, but it's not exactly dropping the L-bomb.
Yeah. It's like, it's okay. He had to go, but the note was really sweet.
Uh-huh.
And I've been calling him because I want to see Sprinkles, but he hasn't been picking up. And honestly, I'm just worried about him. I don't know what's going on. I know he has a job where he has to travel a lot, so he might not be at his phone, but I just want to talk to him. I just want to hear his voice again.
Okay, wow. How many times have you tried to get a hold of him?
At least 10 times now. I try not to call, you know, too many times in a row, but I miss him a lot. So hopefully you guys can get him on the phone.
Okay, well, we'll see. We'll play a song, come back, call him, and see if we can get a second date update from this dude and the puppy.
Okay, great.
Right. I'll do it right after this. Hang on.